to the RunnerX podcast, where we talk about all things running. As many runners know, it's 90% mental. So join Coach Valerie and Coach Caroline as we go through the mental side of running.
Welcome back to the RunnerX podcast. I'm your host, Coach Caroline, and I'm here with Coach Valerie. Coach, it's really interesting. I'm going back on through that those commonly asked questions by runners, and I find this one just fascinating because it's really in line with what we do. And one of the biggest questions people ask you, and they love it on our Instagram, is what is the best stretch for runners? So can you talk about like what are the best stretches for runners? Like sure. Dynamic versus static? Like what is that?
I know. It's such a great question. So this is fun too. So fun fact with stretching. So for a lot of people, you know, with runners, like I always say this, like runners are runners for a reason. So it actually is beneficial as a runner to have some muscle tension. Like you don't worry that I'm not the most flexible. What we really want to have is a range of motion, really making sure we have good range of motion in all of our joints. So what's kind of fun is what I found is instead of thinking there's one best stretch, what's important is to hit all of those main muscles for the whole body. So, you know, hanging your feet off a curb, for example, most runners have done this, right? The familiar calf stretch, either hanging your foot off a curb or having it behind you, right? That's another popular one. I used to always see runners like grab one foot and try to pull their leg back for their quad. Okay.
And
like for me, you know, that's one of those stretches that I look at and I think that could be done much more efficiently by just sitting on your feet. So that's why I get people sitting on your feet. So we do sitting on our feet and then you sit back and you'll feel such a nice, there's no other really good word for it. And this is kind of fun. That stretch feeling should be more like, I can feel a stretch.
Rather I can feel a release. I can feel it.
I don't want to feel like, And what's funny is, you know, everyone will say, like, there's just certain stretches. You can even just look at it and think, oh, my body would not do that. So I always tell runners, start with stretches that your body will do. So for example, for us, we have a progression that we give people and you start with that dynamic. So what is dynamic? Dynamic just means movement. So instead of holding still, you're actually taking the muscle in the joint through its range of motion. So for example, the hip is a ball and socket joint. So you want to do something that adds rotation to the hip. So we do what's called a seated hip opener, where you're basically rotating your hips side to side. And we give people that because that starts to initiate blood flow through the hip and all the way down to the ankle and movement, range of motion. So then we're like, okay, then we go hip, we do the seated hip openers. And then I'm like, tell people now lay back and do a bigger movement where you're doing opposite hand to opposite leg. We start bringing in the hip flexor, we start bringing in the shoulders. So we're again staying with that range of motion. And what's fun is we go from those dynamic movements into something like sit on your feet, now hold. So people used to think you couldn't mix the two. And I'm here to tell you, your body really doesn't care.
Right.
It's just responding to what you're doing. So what I'm doing is if I'm getting ready for a run, I'm going to include more dynamic movement, less holding. If I'm done with my run, I'm going to include more holding. You see, so we have that built into our program, but I wouldn't say like that's the one stretch because I already just gave you, you need to sit on your feet. You need to do hip openers, right? So we already know there's more than one. The thing though is that it's the consistency. And I want to make sure I give people arm circles because here's a great thing, guys. I need my arms to be able to swing. Well, in order for my arm to be able to swing, my shoulder needs to be able to, you know, go through a full range of motion. So I give you arm circles. I give you ankle circles, things that are really wrist circles, things that are simple, but they really move you through the body. And we find this all the time. People will say to me, oh, my calves are tight. My calves are tight. And they've bought 50 products for their calves. They're rolling the calf. They're stretching the calf. And I'm like, hey, hey, let your calf alone a minute and let's make sure you're hitting the shoulder. You got your shoulders directly related to your calf and your foot. So sometimes it's really nice to make sure you're hitting all of the major spots instead of thinking, I'm just going to do this one thing.
Well, let's talk about that, because a lot of people think, like you said, oh, my calf hurts, so I'm going to stretch my calf. When you have found in a lot of instances, especially like the foot and the calf, that pain is actually really not coming from the foot and the calf. It's actually a byproduct of maybe a tight hip and even a tight shoulder. Can you talk about that?
Yes.
That connection? We talk about it a lot, but I want with this, if the only podcast you listen to is this one on stretching, then I want you to understand this. So talk about that connection.
Well, and this is important. So let's just go with running for just a second. So when you're running, what happens during the run is when you're on the ground, what we help you with is we really want to be in line. Our ears over our shoulders, over our hips, and our hip is over our lifted ankle. That's huge. So when you're out of line, your body responds, right? So a lot of people will say to me, like, my calf hurts. And then they want me to watch their video and they're running. And in their mind, they're thinking, I have a tight calf. I have a tight calf. So they're stretching the calf and they're stretching the calf. Say you send me your video and I look at it and I realize, oh my goodness, when she's running, she's actually holding her shoulder behind her hip, almost like, you know, think of a banana, right? Like the mm-hmm. your back yeah. is on the arch. Well, what starts to happen when you do that is it causes your foot to be on the to land earlier. So think of a counterbalance. As soon as your shoulder goes back, your front foot comes forward. So all of a sudden your foot's on the ground longer. Well, then because your shoulder was back, you almost teeter-totter forward. And then that makes your foot come back behind you. And so when I watch people run and I realize, wow, they have so much tension in their upper body, their foot can't work like it's supposed to. So
right.
What's really neat is like you take someone like that and then all of a sudden you have them start working on their, not just the like, not just stretching, guys, you know, giving you, of course, I'm always going to give you some stretching, but putting your body back on that line, putting your ears over your shoulders, and we give you exercises to do that. And then all of a sudden you're like, oh, that's so interesting. When I hold myself in balance and relax my shoulders, my calves don't hurt so much. And I'm like, I know
yeah.
those poor yeah. calves have been crying because your shoulders are up by your ears and it's pulling on your calf and your feet. You just don't
and
feel
people,
the connection.
And they don't, yeah, they don't even notice that line is literally going from the top of their head down to the bottom of their feet. And it's pulling all the way up. And it's just amazing to me that you're absolutely right that change in alignment can affect so much. Like, I think we've talked about this with I, you know, sit at a desk. And I got away from sitting in a chair because without realizing it, I was like bending my back. Like I was literally like not sitting upright. And I went to what they call a kneeling chair where I have to sit on my butt, right? And I have to hold my frame upright. And it has helped immensely. I don't have nearly the back pain that I used to. And it's because of that alignment that I think people aren't following, if that makes sense, you know, aren't realizing how much that works together.
Right. And also, and how much, we don't realize how much tension we're holding overall. And I used to be the same way, guys. When I very first started running, like way, way back, I got the worst shin splints. Oh my gosh. And then, you know, you ask people, hey, what do you do for your shin splints? And everyone's like, oh, get a Dixie
cup of,
well, and, you know, I started running before there was foam rollers. So someone told me, get a Dixie cup, fill it with water, and then just rub it on your shins. So then they'll feel better. I mean, it's kind of funny now, but I had Dixie cups always in my freezer. I was, when I first started, I was a reacher and my shoulders were way back. I was totally out of line. And then I learned, you know, the second stretch I learned was to sit on my feet, which I still do today. And then someone said, hey, Valerie, don't just stretch. You should also strengthen. So I learned to start doing toe taps. And then I learned, hey, don't just strengthen and stretch. Also make sure to do skill work. Learn how to pull your foot up instead of slapping the ground 1,500 times a mile.
Right.
And then you start to realize how it all comes together. Because your first thought is, I just don't want to hurt. So putting ice on something is, you know, it's like a Band-Aid. It's not going to hurt for right then, but the next time you go run, it's going to hurt. Yeah. So anyway, that I think, like, being a reformed injured runner myself, having gone through all of the same things, is how I become a better coach, of course. But also to realize that for a lot of us, you know, we just don't make the connection. And that's what a coach is really, and even community, is so helpful for, to help people see that, like, you've been stretching that calf for 10 years. We got to work on putting you back in line, and then being patient with the progress of that. You know, I promise it's going to work, but it's going to take a little bit of time. That's where the fun of working, not just together, of course, but like I said, even if you come in for a month, having the tools to be able to continue working forward.
Right. And that's what I really love. And that's what I get geeked out about, is the fact that what you've taught through our running and how we align ourselves when we run has really helped me in realizing that a lot of my injuries weren't from running. They were from standing incorrectly, or, you know, standing in my hip, or walking. I used to walk with a fanny pack, so I would put my stomach out. So I was literally putting pressure on my back and didn't realize
it.
My alignment, like, how am I standing? Am I standing lock-kneed? And so what's really wonderful and powerful about, I think, the way you coach and what you teach and how we go through this, is that kind of mental shift and that physical shift that can affect really a lot of aspects of your life, not just your running. It can affect how you stand, how you sit in your desk, how you walk, and all those other things, to have a much more far-reaching effect than just, here's the best stretch. And I guess that's why I wanted to do a podcast on this, because there isn't just a best stretch, and there isn't just a best dynamic, and only do static, and hold that for 30 seconds versus this, do 10 of those. You know, we joke that we have the prescription. We don't joke, but our motto is, we have the prescription to run pain-free. But that prescription is not a single take two of these and call me in the morning kind of thing. It is much more of a holistic approach to, like, a lot of aspects of your movement. And that's what I think is most powerful. So we do hope you'll join us in the membership or join us at our clinic this year. We do have one a year, and we ask you to come out here to Dallas and spend a couple days with us. We do start it later in the morning, so that if you did have to fly in, you probably could and just only spend the night, which is totally fine. But we give you basically 2 days worth of practice, which really, really does make a vast improvement. We've had many runners just do that and really see an improvement in their running. And then we've had others that have been with us for a while come to the clinic, or after the clinic, continue working with us. So there's so many ways that you can work with RunnerX and get to know us. And we hope you will go to our website, click the Work With Me button, and you'll see all the different ways you can work with us. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us on the RunnerX podcast. If you'd like to know more, join us at www.runnerx.fit. And if you have additional questions that you'd like answered on the podcast, email us at support@runnerx.fit.